Our first crowdsource story of the night comes from Miss Shelby Mongan.
This room is bigger. So my story, per many of my stories, is not so much funny as it is heartfelt. So we get a break from Steve's hilarity. So do you guys remember Devil Sticks? It was this toy when I was a kid, and they've been around for a little while. It's two sticks you hold in your hand, and then there's another longer stick, and you like flip it around. I'm sure people that smoked a lot of weed did it. I'm not really sure. But they were really popular when I was a kid, and I had a set, and I was horrible, but I loved them. And one day, my grandfather dropped one of the sticks that you hold underneath our porch. And it's really hard to use devil sticks when you only have one. And I remember being slightly devastated. And I've been thinking a lot about that missing devil stick lately, because I've been thinking a lot about the house that it's stuck underneath. I grew up at 1644 Shadyside Drive in Edgewater, Maryland, just minutes away from the Naval Academy in Annapolis, with my mom and my dad in a house that was probably meant to be a beach house, not a full-time house. It was pretty small, but I loved that house. I lived across the street from my best friend. That was the house that I learned how to ride my bike out front of. I graduated from high school when I lived in that house. I had birthday parties in the backyard. That was my house. It was my home base. No matter what, no matter what happened, even when my parents got separated when I was 6 and divorced when I was 10, that house stayed in our family. They kept it for me so that I had a home base. And so that was my house until my sophomore year of college. And I was working at a summer camp in Arizona. I was up on a mountain, and it was the happiest I had been in a long time. And I got a call from my dad, and he said that the house had been foreclosed on and that it wasn't our house anymore. And for those of you that heard the sports story I told about my dad, he and I are very close. He's one of my best friends. But I can't be unrealistic and pretend that my dad isn't kind of a giant man-child. And while a lovely human being is not very responsible with money, nor is he very responsible with responsibilities. And because of that, the house had already been physically in shambles, and then we financially kind of saw it crumble and lost the house. And I was sad at first, but it didn't really affect me too much. And I got home from camp that summer, and I helped pack up the last of my stuff and moved out of that house. And I left to go back to Chicago, back to school, and I didn't really think about it. And it didn't really affect me or bother me, but I always kind of thought about it, and I wanted to go back and see the house, but I kept putting it off and putting it off. Until this year, when I went home for Christmas. And under the guise of an errand, I drove out to Edgewater. I lived about 20 minutes away to go see this old house. And the way that it works to get into my neighborhood is you pass my old middle school, and you take a bend and another bend, and then you go over a bridge over the river. And the minute that I hit that bridge, I started to sob. And I didn't know why. And for those of you who are also criers, you know that feeling of like, okay, I'm crying. I'm not sure where this is coming from. You're wiping it so you can see and not crash into other cars. And trying to figure out the origin of the tears. And I'm not quite sure why, if they were happy, if it was reminiscent, and if it was sad. I think part of it was the shock of somewhere that used to be so familiar to me, feeling so foreign and so different. But I finally pulled up to my house, still sobbing like an idiot, and parked my car, and ignoring the no trespassing sign that was underneath the foreclosed sign, I opened the gate, and I walked down the sidewalk that I once danced on in my bathing suit when it was raining because I thought it would be fun, and I stepped over the caution tape onto that porch. And it was still my old house, but it looked awful. My house looked horrible. The inside was stripped, and there was a giant hole in the front wall of the house, and it was so depressing to see it. But it was still my house. There was still the holly tree in the side yard and that used to stab me in the feet when I ran around in my yard. And I went around the back, and there was a big puddle of water where the in-ground or the above-ground pool used to be, which was a sad thing for a child to have in general. And I was at this house, and I was crying, and I was laughing, and I was thinking about all the different things that had happened while I was there. And it was so sad to have lost that place. But above the no trespassing sign, above the foreclosure sign, was a sign describing the house that was going to be built there. And it was going to have two stories and I think four or five bedrooms and a garage and a basement. It was going to be this fantastic house in a neighborhood that was actually getting better from when I was a kid. And I was so excited for this family that was going to get to come and live in this house. Someone was going to get to have this kick-ass house in this cool neighborhood and live on this place that I loved. I felt a lot of closure there. I felt like the house was getting a new beginning. Someone take a drink. but just like when I graduated from my high school and I moved out here to Chicago for a brand new beginning, the house was getting that same kind of beginning. But luckily, somewhere buried underneath the foundations of that house, where a porch used to be, is a single devil stick. A little piece of me still buried underneath that house, still piece of me there, and there's a piece of that house in me still. And so yes, it's sad, and yes, I've said goodbye, but the new beginning taught me that you can move on without completely letting go. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shelby. As a reminder, your story's houseful. When you say the theme of the night, you must point or otherwise acknowledge it. Because it's super awesome. Yeah.
I should have pointed like five times.
That's okay. You need to grow a new arm for that.